Yesterday, someone from the United Nations contacted me and asked me for help for a very destructed and devastated country in Africa. So we did a little Zoom meeting and discussed the possibilities and the situation of this country. And I was thinking where to start and what is the starting point for healing a whole country which has no real infrastructure, where has been war the last decades. And yeah, we finally came to the point that it makes sense to create a little introduction for people who are in such countries and want to set up and establish a structure for healing and transforming the society. In this talk, which has three parts, I will introduce myself, my story, who am I, what I do. The second part is describing the core concepts of honest sharing, which is my work, which I, what I do with people to transform groups, to heal relationships, and to transform our society. And the last part is about the keywords and resources you can use to investigate further about the topic and to dive deeper into all this, what is about trauma healing, transforming societies, groups, and healing in general. So I hope that many people from many countries are hearing to that, what I'm talking about. It is something that is helping human in general. It has no religious context. It has no political context. It has not even a medical or therapeutic context. It's just helping human nature to come back to a normal state of safety, of security, of well-being. And it is easy to do. It is a very simple process. So let's start. You may ask, who am I? Who's Gopal? Who's that guy? It's me, and I work in Switzerland, but I'm a German trauma therapist and spiritual teacher. And my background is not a medical background, so I am not a doctor and I'm not a psychologist. I have not studied medicine or psychology. Nevertheless, I'm a specialist for developmental trauma, for trauma in general, for transforming relationships, groups, and people who are in deep suffering. My own story is that I have suffered from developmental trauma for the first at least 30 decades of my life, and all the energy I had, I used to help myself, to heal myself. And it was a long way. I did many therapies, I visited great healers and spiritual masters. But in the end, a trauma therapist was the first person who could really help me. And he could help me because he knew what my situation was. In what situation my body is. And during the next years, I was able to heal all this trauma, and even more, I studied the most modern trauma therapists, the books they published, all the work of Lawrence Heller, of Stephen Porges, Peter Levine, David Baselli, Bessel van der Kolk, and so on. And during the years, I even created my own method to help people. And at the core of this method, we find the concept of honest sharing. I call that honest sharing. This concept was given me in meditation. So it's not actually my creation. It appeared in my mind suddenly. And it is a very simple process. So if we want to help a whole country, if we want to help transform large structures, many people, we have the problem that this usual concept of one therapist works with one client is absolutely not working. It's not even working for countries like Germany or Switzerland. We will have never enough therapists. So what we need is something that people can do on their own without any specialist, without therapist, without doctor, without spiritual master. If we have something like that, we make people independent. And that's what honest sharing is all about. It makes people independent. It makes societies, countries independent. And when I started to think about this country and I looked online the situation about what's going on in this country, how the situation is, and I was really shocked. I mean, it's even a life threat to travel there. So where to start? And all starting point, or the starting point in any way, in any case, is always the sharing of something that is inside of us. This is the starting point for every therapy, for every transforming work, for everything that leads into a positive direction. Because if we start sharing what's inside of us, we don't need to go into fight or war, and we don't have to retire and disconnect. So when I looked at that country and I was thinking about it, I again came to that point, where to start. We need at least two people who are willing to stop fighting and to stop disconnecting and retiring, and are willing to tell and share something that's inside of them. And what's inside of us? There are only three layers, three aspects. And these aspects are the mental level, which are the thoughts, concepts, ideas. The emotional level, feelings. And the body sensation level, which means what we perceive in the body, like pain or relaxation or heat, stuff like things like that. So honest sharing is just about communicating and sharing the content of these three layers. It is very simple. The concept is absolutely simple, but as long as we are suffering, it's not so easy to do it actually. So to give you an idea, if I do it right now, it would look like that. In my mind, there are thoughts about the next days, what I will do. In my heart, there are emotions of joy, happiness. And in my body, there's a little pain in my right knee. It sounds strange, but if we start sharing this, something in our physiology, in our psyche will change. And it's about communicating what's there right now. What is there right now? What are the thoughts right now? What are the emotions right now? What is the body perception? What do I feel in my body right now? It's only about that, with what happens right now. And if somebody is listening to that, this is the second factor, what we need. If someone really wants to listen to that, it starts an energy flow, which transforms all the suffering, all the things that have not been resolved in our system. Because healing is always energy flow. And then the other one starts sharing what's inside of her or him. And so we share our states, the content of our experiences. It is really that simple. And what is important is that we communicate that in a way as if our system, our body, is something separate from us. It's like we talk about somebody else. So if I share my mental content, if I share my thoughts, it is important to share them in a way that it is as if they are not my thoughts. If I'm talking about the thoughts of somebody else. So if I communicate the mental layer like, oh, yesterday I had a great evening. This is not how it's working. We have to create disidentification and communicate it like that. For example, in my mind, there are thoughts about the great evening yesterday. This is a fundamental difference. By honest sharing, we create more and more disidentification to all these three layers. And then, sooner or later, we realize that there must be something else that can talk about these three layers. We are not our body sensations. We are not our emotions. We are not even our thoughts. So this is the concept of honest sharing, and to really realize the power of that, you have to try it. You have to do it and try it out. I say that it will transform everything, but you have to do it and see what happens. And if we talk about very poor and destructed countries, we have to think about what is able to communicate, because the more a society is traumatized, the less the individuals are able to share the truth about themselves, the actual movements inside of them. So we have to think about what can be shared actually if we start at the very beginning. But we have to start at that point. We have to find something that can be exchanged. Otherwise, there's no hope, because the connection between us is the only way for a better future. It is the only way, because everything else will lead into war and destruction and disconnection, retirement and freeze. So we have to start at something that we can share. And if we have extremely traumatized people, we can start with some very basics. For example, I have fear. I feel fear. Or I feel safe. We can even go a little bit more to the core. We could start at exchanging the core happenings or the core needs of the body. For example, I feel hungry. Currently, I don't feel any hunger. So if we start at that, at the basic situation, then we create more and more security in the people, and if they get used to that process, as I mentioned before, there will be a physiological change which will reduce stress, fear, and so on. And the first decision or the first factor in the body is if it feels safe or if there is a life threat or a threat. So we can start at that point. Do I feel safe right now? Or is there any fear? And then we continue that, and if there is enough security, we can share our thoughts. And at the final stage, if there's enough security, if people trust each other enough, then they are able to exchange even their emotions. I feel sadness, I feel lost, I feel hate. It doesn't matter what is there. It's not about love. To mention this also, it's not about the content of the emotions. It's about the ability to exchange them. So if I say, if I communicate, if I share, there's love, there's joy. It is great. But if I share, there's great anger, rage, and hate. It is also great. It actually is the same because it's the same level of sharing. It's not about hate or love. It's about the ability to exchange these states. This is very important. So this is my concept that I would like to introduce to all of you. There are already about 450 groups in Germany who work like that. There are many more groups who are not on the map. So I know that it works. If you do it exactly like that, it will work. This I can guarantee. If something is not working, usually people don't actually share the state. So there's some identification. But if you share your three layers without identification, the transformation will happen. It must happen. Okay, so I hope it is clear. There are, of course, more keywords about trauma healing in general. For example, TRE or SE or NARM. And if you want to go deeper into these things, the psychology and the physiological aspects of that, I also can recommend you the polyvagal theory from Dr. Stephen Porges. So the first thing is to really get the knowledge and practice honest sharing. I have written two books about all this. I can show that here. So they are available in German. And you can download even these two books in German for free on my webpage. And you can download it in Russian, in French, and in Spanish. And soon there will be it will be also available in English. Maybe we will also have a translation to Arabic. That would be great, of course. But I haven't found someone yet to do that. If you have any questions, please write me an email. Especially, I would like and invite organizations to get in contact with me. If things are not clear, please contact me and ask. And I will be very happy to help you to establish a structure of honest sharing in your organization, in your country, wherever you want it.